This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening. Hi, everyone. Welcome to tonight's shiur. So the halacha shiur, the halacha section tonight is entitled, Do I Make a Bracha on a Cheeseburger? How is that connected to this week's parasha? So take a look at the first box. The first box is a Pesikta Rabbati, which is a collection of midrashim on this week's parasha. There is actually a very strong connection. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com and I'll send you the handout. So the Pesikta says, the Medrash says as follows, Kashe Yosef nishtaleach me'oviv. When Yosef was sent by his father, leilech etzel ochiv, to go to his brothers, kiven she'ra'u oisech, when they saw him, choshvu alov lahargoy, they wanted to kill him. She'ne'emar, as it says, v'yom ri'ish el ochiv, v'atzel ochuv nahargeh. V'him oimdim, and they stood, umashlichin oisei lebar, and they threw him into the pit. First of all, let's have lunch, then we'll bench, and then we'll take him out of the pit and we'll kill him. They then sat down to have lunch and they came to bench. Omalahem Yehuda, boim laharog, you're now going to kill your brother, umavarchin laKadosh Baruch Hu, and then but first you're going to bench Hashem, you're going to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein onu ele mena'atzim. We're blasphemers. Mabetza kinaharo gesochinu. What benefit is there by killing our brother? Omalehem Yehuda boitzeya beirach nietz Hashem. That the robber congratulates himself for having blasphemed Hashem. Ela lechuvenim karnu liyishmoelim. Rather, instead of killing him, let us sell him. So the Medrash says this fascinating exchange that the brothers were going to sit down and eat before they killed Yosef, and Yehuda applied the pasuk in Tehillim, Boitzeya Berech Neitz Hashem, that the robber congratulates himself having blasphemed Hashem, how hypocritical, how inappropriate it is to bench and then do this very heinous sin of killing Yosef. Now, based on this pasuk, we can then use this as a segue to discuss this very interesting topic, and we'll see that the Mefarshim draw on this pasuk of this Medrash, the Pasuk in Tehillim, which is quoted by the Medrash on this week's Parsha, in regarding this topic. Now, the starting point is a Mishnah in Brachas. Brachas, it's in Daf Mem Heom the Aleph. It's the first Mishnah in the Perek called Shloisha She'ochlu. The Mishnah says, Shloisha She'ochlu ka'achas chayov nizamin. Three people sit down together, they are mechuyev to do a zimun, which we're familiar with, Rabbi Yisai Mevarech, etc. However, continues the Mishnah, Ochal Tevel, if the people ate tevel, which means that trumas and maaseris had not been separated, or they were eating maaseris and not trumasoi, maaseris where truma hadn't been separated, or maaseris sheni vehegdish leniftu, other items which are not allowed to be eaten, vahashamish ochel pachas megadai, so they didn't eat them at the required amount, vahanochri, or the person is not Jewish, ein mezamnin olav, then you don't do zim. And that's a quote from the first Mishnah there in the parak of Shloisha She'ochlu. Now, based on this Mishnah, the Rambam says the following. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, in the first parak in Halacha Yudtes. Kol ha'oichel dover ha'asur, anyone who eats something which is forbidden, treif, whatever it may be, bein bezodah and bein bishkogah, whether he does so on purpose or whether he does so by mistake, einay mevarech, he does not make a bracha. Lo b'tchila v'lo b'soif. Neither a bracha rishayna, a bracha before he eats, nor a bracha achrona, a bracha at the end. Ketzat, how so? Harisha ochal tevel shadivrehem. If a person eats tevel, again, where trumas and maestros have not been separated, but only on a rabbinical level, only midrabanan, or isha ochal maestorishin shalinotrin trumasov, or he eats maestorishin where truma hasn't been separated, and maestorishini vehegdish vehniftu, or he eats maestorishini, which again is the third and sixth year, which he takes up to Yerushalayim to eat there, but you have to be paid for it, or you can either take the fruit up there, or you sort of sell it and you take the money, but you've got to be paid for it, or hegdish, which hasn't been redeemed, kilchason. In either all these cases, then you're not allowed to eat this food. Ein lemavarech, he does not make a bracha. The ein tzarech loimai mochem mevelis v'treifus, and how much more so, it goes without saying that if a person ate something which is awesome in our Torah, for example, he ate nevelas with treifas, things which are not kosher, How much more so? You don't make a bracha before or afterwards. Comes along the Ravid and says on this Rambam, the Rambam has made a major mistake. He's quoting our Mishnah, and our Mishnah says you don't do Zimun, but for sure you make a bracha. Why does he extend it to Ein Mevarchin? The reason why you don't do Zimun is because this setting hasn't got a kvias, hasn't got a fixed sort of a status. Because he's eating something which is prohibited. It's like eating fruit. You don't do a Zimun when everyone sits down and have apples and oranges together, because it hasn't got a kvias, it hasn't got an established, fixed, permanent type of setting. But why not make a bracha before and afterwards? Because at the end of the day, you've got benefits. You may have eaten something which you're not allowed to eat. You may have enjoyed a cheeseburger, but you got benefits either because it was pleasurable to eat or because it nourished you, it sustained you in some form. So therefore, there's a machlekus, the Rambam and the Ravid, regarding whether or not you make a bracha rishena and a bracha achrona, on Dvarim Asurim, on things which are not allowed to eat. The Rambam says you don't make a bracha, either before or afterwards, and the Ravid argues. And this is a Machlokes Rishonim. Others go like the Rambam. The Rosh goes like the Ravid. This is a big Machlokes Rishonim. The question, of course, is, what is the Halacha? The Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam. If you look at paragraph number 4, the Shulchan Aruch says in the Rechaim, Simon Kuf Tzadivov Siv Aleph, Ochal dover issa, if someone ate something which was prohibited, afal pi she'ena osim l'drabonan, even if it's only osim l'drabonan, ein mezamnin alav, ve'ein mevarchin alav lo betchila ve'lo besof. You don't make a bracha at the beginning or at the end. So the Shulchan Aruch rules like the Rambam, you do not make a bracha before or a bracha after eating something which is osim. Moreover, the Mishnah Berurah says there in Sifkotzen Beis, what if you're with someone? Rachmana Litzlan, you're with someone and they succumb to temptation and they go and buy something which is treif and they tuck into it and they make a bracha. They, I guess, paskan like the Ravid. But they make a bracha either for whatever reason. You don't make a main to that bracha because the whole bracha is inappropriate and illegitimate. And more, says the Mishnah Berurah in the next sif, lo b'tchila, hayo v'dava issehu, since this item is prohibited, the yesh aveira ba'achilosoi, and there is naveira to eat it, menayetz etz Hashem b'birchoso, he is blaspheming against God with his bracha. Okay, in the pasuk that the Medrash quotes in our parsha. So you see that the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam, and the Mishnah Berurah explains the rationale of the Rambam is that it's totally inappropriate to make a bracha, either a bracha rishona or a bracha achrona, on something which is asa. Interestingly, in Sifkot and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you ate something which is asa, below besof, you don't make a bracha achrona, even if you ate to satiation, you're satisfied, you still don't make a bracha achrona. What would happen in a situation, let's say, for example, a person gave you an address of a kosher restaurant, and you went to that street, number one high street, and you went there and you thought, this is strange, doesn't look very kosher to me. But this thing that your friend gave you the address of this establishment, you trusted him, and you go into this restaurant and you eat. And then in the middle, you get a text message saying, really sorry, I sent you the wrong address. It was number 101 high street. So you've eaten. You did a b'shogeg, there was no malice involved, it was a pure accident, a pure mistake. Do you make a bracha achrona? Says the Mishnah Berurah, but if you ate by mistake, then you remember afterwards, das hataz v'od kam achronim, the opinion of the Taz and other later authorities is, to bezeh yuchel levarech b'sof, to bezeh lo shayech niutz. Here, it is appropriate to make a bracha achrona because you're not blaspheming. You ate by a mistake. It was a shogeg, and ultimately you got benefit and you enjoyed it perhaps, and you were nourished through it. And therefore, you would, in that situation, for a shogeg, make a bracha. Now, a bracha achrona. Now, Let's move on to just two more points. Dangerous situations and eating tray for medical reasons. There's a very interesting, seemingly astira in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look. The Shulchan Aruch says, this is box number five, in Siman Reish Dalet Sif Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, what is the halacha regarding making brachas on things that you eat for medical reasons? For example, let's say you have a hot ribena because you've got a sore throat. You're only doing it because you've got a sore throat. You make a bracha? What about a throat sweet, a throat lozenge, which is has got a pleasant flavor? You know, a strawberry, a cherry flavor throat sweet. Do you make a bracha on that? Says the Shulchan Aruch, kol ha'oichlin v'hamashkin she'odim oichel v'shoyse l'refuah, in ta'amam toiv v'hacheich ne'na mehem. If someone eats or drinks something for refuah, for medical purposes, and it tastes pleasant and the palate enjoys it, mevorech aleihem t'chile v'sof. You make a bracha reshoyna and a bracha achrona, if appropriate. Says the Ramah. By the way, however, if you were to eat something which is not pleasant or just, you know, sort of plain, you'd have a paracetamol, a panadol or something, then you wouldn't make a bracha. Okay, says the Ramah. Im ansuhu le'echol o lishtos. What if a person, rachmona litzlan, a person was forced to eat? Afal gav the hacheich nehen memenu, ena mevarech alof. In that situation, you would not make a bracha, however nehen asal kach, because you're forced to eat. So rachmona litzlan, let's think of a situation where someone is kidnapped, and they're kidnapped by Hamas terrorists, Rahman Islam, Lian Hara, and they're put into some sort of safe room in Gaza, and they feed him, and he's trying to not to eat, and they force him to eat something. The halacha says, imonsu lechol, you don't make a bracha, because you're being forced to eat. Now, if you look at the next sif, the next box on the page, in sif tes, it says, if you eat something because you're in a dangerous situation, there's nothing else to eat, you have to eat, then you do make a bracha. So for example, a person is stranded on a desert island and you've got no food, there's nothing to eat, and you go fishing and all you can come up with are crabs and lobsters, says the Shulchan Aruch, you do make a bracha. Someone told me recently that there was a case, Rabbi Levi Sudak and many others, I think 9,000 people in total, they were on about 30 or so planes flying to New York when the Twin Towers were hit on 9/11. And they were diverted to some sort of field or an airport which was used in the Second World War. And they were there in Canada somewhere. And they were there for many days. They didn't know what was coming. Now, not that situation, but imagine a similar situation. They were stranded. Well, you've got to tray for airline meals, but nothing else to eat, for example, or whatever the situation. The halacha is, if you've got to eat mipnei hasakana, you make a bracha. So this seemingly is a contradiction. How come when you're forced to eat, they literally put the food down you, you do not make a bracha, but in a situation where you're in, also in an onus, where you're eating mipnei hasakana, you do make a bracha. What's the difference? So the Mishnah Berurah gives the following rationale. Let's look at the second line of the middle of the next box. Shani Hosel, the Oynes Eina Al Achila Gufa. In the second case, when you're stranded on a desert island, and you all there is a fish food and shellfish and crabs and lobsters, then there's no onus on the Achila. There's no forcing in the actual eating, because Masha'en Kein Hachash Achila Gufa Wal De Oynes. As opposed to the earlier case where you're literally being forced to eat. In the first case on the desert island, the situation is an onus. The situation is forced upon you and you're not at fault. So then you voluntarily choose to eat, so you make a bracha. Masha'en came when you're forced to eat, says the Mishnah Berurah, lo shayach b'zeh l'chai v'levarech al hanosu. It's not appropriate to make the bracha when you are on any benefits, kiven shu bal karcha, because it's being forced against your will to eat. And therefore, it's inappropriate to make a bracha. Kain he says the Mishnah Berurah. Kain he svaras haramah. That is the rationale of the Ramah, and many achronim agree with him. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, yesh cholkin. There are those who argue with him, with the Ramah, and those who follow the Ramah. The sfir lehu the kivin shasof sof nehanei groinim is there, since ultimately you got some sort of benefit from it, which sounds a little bit like the shitta of the rival you mentioned earlier. Chashiva achila is called an achila. The tzarich levarich alzeh chahit the siftes. So what do we do in halacha lemaisa? It says the Mishnah Berurah that the chayodim is machriya. He makes the following distinction: that if it is involves pas, if a person ate bread to satiation, where one has to make a birchas hamazon, which is a chiyuv deraisa, then you do make the bracha. So to summarize, what have we said tonight? We've said that in the Medrash, in the Pesik Rabati, in this week's parasha, Yosef goes along, the brothers put him into a pit, but before they kill him, or plan to kill him, they sit down and have a meal, and they're about to bench. Yehuda says, really, benching? How inappropriate. And therefore, he applies the pasuk of Beitzeya Birech Niyetz Hashem, that a person who, the robber, congratulates himself for having blasphemed Hashem. How inappropriate, how hypocritical. And that pasuk is used, this medrash is used, if you like, quoted by the Mefarshim on the Mishnah in Brachos Daf Mem Hei, where the Mishnah says that Shleisha She'ochlu, if three people sit down together, they've got a chiyuv to do a zimun. However, that's only if they eat things they're allowed to eat. If they eat things they're not allowed to eat, then ein mezamnin olav, you don't make a zimun. The Rambam extends that not only to don't do a zimun, but you don't make a bracha rishon and a bracha achrona. You don't make a bracha before or afterwards. And the Riva, the Rosh, and others argue with the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch, however, paskens like the Rambam. And therefore, if a person ate the dover issa, whether it's deraisa, whether it's drabonon, you don't do zimun, ein mevarchin, neither do you make a bracha before or afterwards. Nor do you answer amen to the bracha. The reasoning is because it's considered like blaspheming against Hashem. How can you make a bracha on something which is asa? If a person ate b'shogeg, then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz and says, if you found out, then you make a bracha, you ate by mistake, then you do make a bracha achrona at the end of it. And we had a seemingly stira in the Shulchan Aruch. On one hand, the Ramah says that if a person is forced to eat, you don't make a bracha. However, if you're in a situation which is oinus, you're on a desert island, then you do make a bracha. What's the difference? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, in the former case, you don't make a bracha where it's forced against you. You don't want to eat it. It's being, you're being forced to eat or drink against your will. It's inappropriate to make a bracha. Mashinkein, if you are in a situation of onus where you have to eat in the sakana, then you would make a bracha. However, there are those who argue with the Ramah and say that even in a forced situation, you do eat. And the Chayodim is machriya, that when it comes to bread, then in that situation, you would make a bracha achrona because birchas hamazon is a deraisa. But otherwise, in that situation where you're forced to eat, you're being force-fed, then you don't make a bracha. Okay, interesting topic. So do I make a bracha on the cheeseburger? That would be the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, but the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam, and therefore no bracha before or after, unless, of course, you're in a situation where there's a sakon and there's nothing else to eat, in which case, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you would make a bracha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.